this is Honest Homeopathy, where we are empowering mamas everywhere to care for their families. The information in this podcast is to be used for educational purposes only. The suggestions here should not replace the advice of your medical doctor. I am not a physician, nor am I prescribing or making healthcare decisions for you. Welcome back to Honest Homeopathy. I hope everyone had a great weekend, and I want to say thank you to everyone who tuned into last week's episode, where we talked about provings and aggravations when using homeopathy. I hope you took some notes and stored that remedy knowledge away in your mind for any future incidents that you or your family might have. Before I get into today's episode, I want to say a quick thank you to everyone who listens faithfully to my podcast every week. I appreciate you so much. If you have any questions about this or past episodes, or if you have a homeopathy story to share, please feel free to reach out to me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. I'm not a doctor or a certified homeopath. I'm a mama who is passionate about homeopathy and caring for my family. While using homeopathy, I've seen amazing results, and I enjoy sharing the knowledge I've learned with others. Thank you again to everyone who listens and for learning and growing with me. This week is going to be a little bit shorter of an episode. I'm actually going to share my recent remedy haul and go through the remedies I received in my latest order. Then I will share the remedies we used in our own home this week. And lastly, I'll just remind everyone of my upcoming homeopathy class. So this week I placed a homeopathy order from Taproots. They are one of my favorite places to order remedies from. So they have a great selection and shipping is just super quick. I needed to restock some of my go-to remedies in my medicine cabinet as well as purchase a new one to add. So I'm going to go through which remedies we ordered and what issues we usually use those remedies for in our home. Obviously these remedies can be used for a variety of different things, but these are just the instances that we typically use these remedies for in our house. So most of the remedies I needed to order were because I ran out of the little vials that came with my original little homeopathy kit that I ordered. The ones I purchased are a much bigger vial size, so it should last our family a very long time. The first remedy I got in my order was Arnica 200. We use Arnica in our home predominantly for bumps, bruises, sprains, and strains. If you've listened to my past few episodes, you know that my daughter is a bumps and bruise magnet, so we really keep this remedy stocked for her. The next remedy we got in our order was Chamomilla 200. So we typically use this remedy to help with teething in our home for our little ones. My daughter hasn't yet reached the stage of two-year molars, so I'm sure we will use it then, but we also want to have more children in the future, so this one is for any other future teething episodes that we might encounter. The next remedy we restocked was Bryonia 200. If you are a follower of Joette Calabrese and Practical Homeopathy, you may know of the Banerjee protocol that is to help ward off any time you might be coming down with like a viral infection if you take it at the first sign of symptoms. I have had really great success with this remedy protocol in our home. I've heard some people say that it doesn't seem to work for them, but for us, it does. So I make sure to keep stock of both of these remedies, which are included in the protocol, and they are aconite and bryonia. And I actually gave this one to my son this week, which I will talk about a little bit later in this episode. The next remedy we ordered was a combo remedy of calc phos, calc fluor, and silica, all in the 6X potency. So these are cell salts. This combo is used to help strengthen teeth. So me and my husband take this combo to help keep our teeth strong. I, in particular, started taking it about 6 months ago because when I went to the dentist, they said I had a small cavity. So I began taking it then and I'm waiting to see if anything has changed with my teeth when I go to my next dentist appointment in December. So I will be sure to keep you updated on that. And the last remedy we ordered this go-round was one that my husband actually requested that I add to our collection, and that was Opium 200. So we have been doing some research as to what remedies he could take to improve his digestion. It's something that he has struggled with for most of his life, so it's something we would love to have corrected when we really think homeopathy could help. So opium is a remedy that is known to help with a variety of things, but one of the main things it's known to address is gastrointestinal issues such as constipation and diarrhea. Well, that is all of the remedies that I received in my latest remedy haul. I hope you have enjoyed hearing what I ordered to stock up my medicine cabinet, and I hope you are encouraged to do some research and stock up yours as well. Homeopathy is an investment in your health, and it's one that you won't regret. Welcome back. So we've taken some time to talk about my most recent remedy order. Now we're going to take an honest look at the homeopathy I've been using in my own home over the past week. So thankfully, this week has been pretty quiet around here. There were two instances that we used homeopathy in our home this past week. So the first was for my son. One day this week, I just noticed my son just seemed really like mellow and lethargic. It stood out to me because when we went to our local library for story time, instead of like dancing and playing like normal, he just sort of sat there. He laid on the floor. Well, when we were driving home, I asked him if he was feeling okay, and he said his throat hurt. So when we got home, I immediately gave him the protocol of aconite and bryonia. He had some lunch, and he went to his room for nap time. So he took a good nap, and when he woke up, he said, "Mommy, my throat doesn't hurt anymore." So I'm not sure if he was coming down with something or not, but I'm glad we had the remedies on hand just in case. And again, for that protocol, it's really important that you catch things in the very beginning. So make sure you're observant of your children. If you notice they seem a little off, ask them how they're feeling. If they say, you know, their throat hurts or something like that, just be sure to jump on it and make sure you give that protocol within the beginning stages of them coming down with something. The second instance of us using homeopathy this week was for my husband. He accidentally had bitten the inside of his lip when he was eating, and it hurt pretty badly. Well, because it was swollen, he ended up biting it again, and after the second bite, it turned into like an ulcer on the inside of his lip filled with fluid. I honestly should have done some more research for him, because looking back now, there were some other remedies that would have probably helped more, but what we did to help it, because it was a wound in his mouth, was we put a little calendula tincture in water and had him swish it around in his mouth almost like a mouthwash. So the ulcer is getting better, but I will be doing more research in the future as to what remedies will help those types of issues best. And I'll share what I've discovered in a future episode. Once again, we are very thankful to have homeopathy in our home. I want everyone to know about this amazing medicine and what it's capable of. Even if it is just one household at a time, I will continue to share homeopathy with others. Every week when I recall all the remedies we've used and how it's helped our family, my heart is truly grateful for this medicine. I love being able to share my experiences using homeopathy with all of you and learning about this medicine together. I hope you find it beneficial and are encouraged as well. Before I sign off of today's episode, I want to remind all of my listeners of my upcoming homeopathy class starting November 2nd. We will be going through Joette Calabrese's Gateway to Practical Homeopathy course. It's a great class to start with to build a strong foundation in your homeopathy knowledge. Our class will begin this week on Thursday, November 2nd, and will go through the 16th. There's still plenty of time to sign up, so you can actually join up to the day that the class actually begins. So please sign up if you're interested. Usually when I teach the class, I do one lesson a week, but for this session, we will go through the material a little bit quicker so that we can be done before the holidays begin. So we will have lessons on Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So this is an online study group, and class will last approximately 60 to 90 minutes, and I'll stay after class to answer any questions you might have. I will share the knowledge I've gained from studying and using homeopathy as my family's primary source of medicine. If you haven't already, you would need to purchase the Gateway to Practical Homeopathy 1 Study Guide. I will provide the link in the show notes for you to purchase your copy. The instructor fee for my class is normally $50, but for this class, I'm having a special, which I'm super excited to tell you guys about. So we are having a Bring a Friend study group special. If you sign up with a friend, you each will only have to pay $25 apiece. So this means you will receive 5 homeopathy lessons for just $5 apiece. Plus, you'll get to study with a friend and already have homeopathy community to have someone to talk to and be able to just communicate with about remedies and symptoms. it doesn't really get any better than that, I promise. So I've already had several people sign up for this class, and I would love to have as many of my listeners as are interested to join the class. If you would like more info, please email me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. I will send you all of the details to help you get started. Homeopathy is a medicine that is safe, effective, and has zero side effects. This is something that allopathic medicine cannot claim. It has the ability to uproot conditions rather than simply masking symptoms, and having the knowledge of this amazing medicine makes an individual feel empowered to take their health care into their own hands, which is where it should be. This is what I want for you, to learn more about homeopathy and to feel empowered. Again, classes will begin November 2nd, so be sure to sign up now and reserve your spot. Email me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com, and I hope to see you there. I want to thank everyone for listening to today's episode. If you have any questions about homeopathy or anything I've mentioned in today's episode, or a story you would like to share, please feel free to reach out to me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. If you're enjoying the podcast, I encourage you to take a minute to leave a review. Whether you're listening on Google, Spotify, or Apple, your reviews really do make a difference to help share this podcast with others. Don't forget to reserve your spot in my upcoming class. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week. This is Honest Homeopathy. Thank you for listening. Mamas everywhere, I hope you feel empowered to care for your family. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and please leave a review. We have a new podcast coming out every Monday to help you on your journey of homeopathy. I'll see you next time.